Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murli of the 3rd of October, 1969. The title is Signs of Being Completely Surrendered. Sampurna Samarpan Ki Nishaniya. Bap Dada says, whom are you seeing? Who is seeing whom? So two or three people gave their ideas. Today, Bap Dada is seeing his complete moths, his Purna Parvane, because he has come here to see to what extent each of you has become a moth. Generally, the moths go to the light, but here, the light, the Shama, has come to meet the moths. Do you know what the characteristics and the signs are of those who are complete moths? So all gave their own ideas. Then Bap Dada says, whatever all of you spoke about is accurate. The main essence that emerged is that those who are moths will have love for the light, they will be close, and they will have all relationships with that one. So those who are complete moths will have all relationships with one. They will be loving, close, and maintain courage. These four things will be visible in them. So why have all of you been called to this bhatti? You have to imbibe the four things that you heard about to their fullest percentage. It shouldn't be less by even 1%. Many children say that they are that, but only to a certain percentage. So when there is some percentage missing, they cannot be called complete moths. Those moths are of the second quality that simply circle around. One are those who instantly sacrifice themselves to the light, once and for all, and the others are those who take their steps after thinking about and understanding something. So those who take their steps after having thought about and understood something are called the ones who simply circle around. The second quality of moths simply circle around in having many types of thoughts, obstacles, and actions. Today, the Pandav army has been called to this bhatti. There may be many types of factories, but a stamp is applied of the factory that is very good. If there isn't the stamp of that factory, then that thing is not so popular. In the same way, all of you who have come to the bhatti have come here to be stamped. There is a trademark. Which stamp have you come to be stamped with? With the stamp of total surrender. Sampurna Samarpana. Do you know what will happen if the stamp is not applied? Just as the value of something that is not stamped is less, in the same way, the value of such souls will also be less in heaven. So you will definitely have to apply the stamp in order to come close in your own kingdom. Mothers have received the mantra of being the destroyers of attachment, and the Pandavas have received that of being totally surrendered. There is the memorial of the Pandavas that they melted away and were finished. It was not on the mountains, but they melted with an elevated stage and brought themselves to the very top from being at the very bottom. They melted in the avyakt stage, that is, they attained perfection in that avyakt stage. There is this memorial of the Pandavas. You are having this bhatti in order to be reminded of that memorial and to put it into a practical form. Who are called those who are totally surrendered? Those who are totally surrendered, that is, those who have totally surrendered their body, mind, wealth, relationships, and time. Those who have surrendered their tan, man, dhan, sambandh, or samay. If you have surrendered your mind, you cannot use it without Srimat. It is easy to use your wealth according to Srimat. It is also easy to use the body. But the stage where the mind does not create even one thought without Srimat is what is called the perfect stage. This is why Manmana Bhav is the main mantra. If the mind is totally surrendered, then you will instantly be able to direct your body, mind, wealth, relationships, and time towards that one. So the main thing is to surrender the mind, that is, to surrender wasteful and vicious thoughts. This is the sign of a complete moth. Those who are surrendered will think about nothing except Bap Dada's virtues, task and relationships with their mind. So now, have you applied such a stamp? When people work in the office nowadays, you sometimes use the things that belong to the office for yourself. However, whatever you have surrendered is no longer your own. It belongs to the one you have given it to, and so you cannot use his things for yourself. But because you have that sanskar, you sometimes mix Srimat with the dictates of your own mind, the dictates of your body consciousness, and the dictates of a Shudra. This is why you are not constantly able to maintain the Karmatit stage or the Avyakt stage. The mind is tasting the different tastes, and so its stage is also different all the time. If it is constantly tasting the same thing, it will constantly remain in one stage. Bap Dada makes the children light, and yet you children knowingly carry the burden for yourselves. This is because you have developed the habit of carrying the burden of sinful actions and the burden of your clan's code of conduct for 63 births. This is why you carry the burden and then leave it. Whatever habit someone has, he is compelled by that habit. And therefore, because you have that habit, you take the responsibility upon yourself. What would happen if each Pandav emerged as totally surrendered? When the Pandav army is ready, the Kauravs and the Yadavs will come onto the battlefield. And what will happen then? You will attain your kingdom. Until you fulfill the promise that whatever happens, you will not think, speak, hear, and do anything against Srimat, you will not be able to take benefit from this bhakti. You have come here with such zeal and enthusiasm, with such umang and utsah in yourself, have you not? We will definitely become something here. We will definitely change here. You have come here with this thought, have you not? You are not afraid, are you? The more you go into the depths, the more the fear will disappear. Until you go into the depths of something, there will be fear. There is fear because of the waves at the top of the ocean. But when you go to the bottom of the ocean, what happens in the depths? Together with total stillness and silence, there is also attainment. Therefore, whenever there is any fear, go into the depths, and that fear will disappear. What aim and characteristics of that aim do you have to adopt now? What will those who are number one in this receive? Of course, you will receive a kingdom in the future, but you will also receive a gift here. This is why everyone should try to claim number one. Those who claim number two will not receive it. Those who win will claim number one. Try to win and you will claim number one. Acha, Om Shanti.